A public meeting was held in Innisfil this week to discuss plans for the new homes on 25 Side Road. An application for a zoning bylaw amendment was filed with the town in June by Skelton, Brumwell and Associates on behalf of the owner, Kay Yeaman. Town planner Chris Cannon presented the application at Wednesday's meeting, while the consultant group's Marissa Handley was also on hand to introduce the zoning bylaw amendment and field questions from councillors. The property is just under a half hectare in area, with approximately 99 meters of frontage on the north side of 25 Side Road and about 4 meters frontage on Lilac Drive. There is currently a child care facility and parking lot on the south side of the property, while the north half vacant. The purpose of the application is to rezone the north part of the property to residential and the south portion to community service. This would allow for the child care facility and parking lot to continue functioning as is, with an opportunity to allow for more services or uses in the future. The owner hopes to sever the lots and the proposed zoning would be residential to allow for the building of homes on the north side of the property. The applicant does not have a plan yet about what the residential properties could look like, but said they are willing to work with the town to determine suitable options. According to a report from town staff, the houses being built should fit in with the existing Alcona community. Skelton, Brumwell and Associates said the amendment is a minor change to the land and is consistent with legislation and policy. Coun. Donna Orsatti asked if the severance of the north lot would be for multiple single detached dwellings or just one. She also had questions about the pathway on 25th Side Road to Lilac. What's going to happen with that narrow pathway if that's a residential lot? She asked. Cannon said the lot will allow for three severances. They could get three lots out of this particular section, he said. The remnant lands that stretch to Lilac is something the owner and I discussed. The legal department does not have any intention to take those lands in public ownership, so it would be the landowner's decision. There has been some need or want to sell it off to the neighboring landowners if interested. Orsatti also asked about parking at the daycare center and if there would be any implications. It looks like ample parking, but I am just concerned about any changes to that, that would impact parking that would be required on the street? She asked. It seems to me, based on my site visit, that there is plenty of room for parking and pickup, Cannon replied. Two residents, Carlos Nunez and Fatima de Vasconcelos, who are members of the Alcona Beach Club, ABC, raised concerns about the application, saying the club used to own the property and a prior agreement had been made with the owner about not rezoning. Nothing could be done until the terms of the contract are fulfilled, because it is in the contract she has with us that she can't do that, said de Vasconcelos. I am concerned this is being done without permission from its members. Coun. Rob Nickel wanted clarification about who actually owns the subject land and what role ABC has in the decision-making of the property. Is it a leased property? Is there some sort of mix-up there? He asked. Mayor Lynn Dolan confirmed the property owner, Kay Yeaman, is applying for a severance, but that ABC members have concerns about the zoning application due to an apparent contract they have with the current owner. She said staff will investigate the information received at the meeting and will come back to council with a follow-up report with more information and whether the zoning bylaw amendment should be recommended for approval. Council received the report for information only and did not make a decision on the application.